Hello, and thanks again for your call to the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, and we're continuing our study on our fruit bearing. Christians bear good fruit. We as the people of God are going to bear good fruit. Let's look at Matthew 7, and let's look at this reality. It says that we are to bear fruit. Okay, bless you again for calling in. Let's look at this scripture. Matthew 7, verse 16. He says, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." Now, this is talking about the false prophets, if you read the verse above. "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" Now, just think about that. Everybody wants to know this question. Who's real and who's not? Everybody wants to know, am I a real Christian or am I a phony? What is the way to tell? Everybody wants to know. You know, people want to know, how do you tell? Well, the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It's not difficult. This is not a complicated subject. Jesus taught very simply and very clearly. This was not a difficult subject. So, he said, you're going to know me. You're going to know your other friends, preachers you meet, whoever they are, church groups. You know them by their fruits. And he said, wait a minute. Do you gather grapes on a thorn? Well, I've grown grapes all my life, and I've never been pricked by grapevine. Blackberries and raspberries, they're a little different story. But grapes do not have thorns. So as soon as you see a thorn, stop looking for grapes. You'll never find one there. I think that's where we've gone wrong. We've tried somehow, because there's a sign that says I'm a Christian, but we see thorns right away. Go away from that. It says you'll know them by their fruits. You're not going to find grapes on thorns unless somebody taped them on there. You don't find figs. Now, a lot of folks don't know what figs are up here in the north. We're in Pennsylvania here, but I grew up on the Gulf Coast, and fig trees were a big part of our life. And figs grow on a small tree or large shrub, and you get up on the inside of the fig tree to pick it. Usually you're kind of up under the leaves. That's the way we used to like to get up in the shade of the tree, kind of up inside the bush almost, and there's all the figs up in there hanging, and you get the soft ones. You gotta pick figs daily. They're very tender in skin, and you hunt them and you get them, and there's to me nothing better than a sweet, good fig. And that's where you hunt for them. You don't go out to the edge of the field where all the thistles are standing tall, and they have their pink flowers and their stinking thorns and their piercing thorns. You don't go digging in that looking for figs. You'll never find them there. So why do you look for something sweet in something that is prickly and bitter? I think thistles are a horrible plant. I don't like anything about them. They're miserable. So, he said in verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Here it is again. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. What a simple and easy diagnostic test. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Then he goes on to say, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. We'll stop. We won't go into that dialogue. But my friends, it's time that we got real simplistic and realized that the Christian bears good fruit. He's on the good tree, and he's going to bear good fruit. Now, let's just look at the reality of this. Apple trees make apples. Apple trees don't make any other kind of fruit, correct? Is that simple enough? Amen. So apple trees make apples. Peach trees make peaches. I just had a beautiful peach off a tree today. There's nothing like it. Mmm, they're good. I didn't look for a plum. I didn't look for an apple. I didn't even look for a nectarine on that peach tree because it was a peach tree. You know, nectarine's almost a peach. I was looking for peaches, and that's what I found. So the good trees, they bear good fruit. We know a fruit tree by its fruit. Now, sometimes that peach tree, I go to grab a peach and it's a bad peach. Still a peach. It had the potential to be a good peach, but then a bug got in it, made the center out of it, a bird pecked it. Something marred it. And I think we can get too hard on this scripture. We can miss something and we can bring undue condemnation upon ourselves. I never want to excuse your sinful life. You need to deal with your sinful life. But there are instances where our good fruit, our good is evil spoken of. And Romans tells us and warns us about not letting our good be evil spoken of. It is possible that we be a bad example sometimes and still be a Christian. It is possible sometimes that the Christian does sin and he leaves a bad testimony. Now, we're not supposed to sin. And don't believe the lie that you have to sin every day. And if you're breathing, you're sinning. That's a lie. You should be daily becoming more like Jesus and getting more free from sin, day by day, moment by moment, from glory to glory, from grace to grace. So sometimes the Christian does bear some bad fruit but it still was good fruit, but had the potential of being good fruit. We're not just continually only producing thorns. You know, the Bible warns that a fresh water spring doesn't put salt water out sometimes. It wouldn't be considered a good spring. So we must realize that good fruit is our goal. Good fruit is our commandment. Good fruit is our aim. And occasionally, yes, we have some marred fruit, but it was still good fruit. It was or had the potential of being. But something happened. Insects, disease, damage, these things do happen. And Christians do mess up sometimes. And that's another message. But the key I'm trying to push you today is Christian, bear good fruit. If you're connected to Jesus, you're on a good tree. You're in the good soil. You've got the things you need. Bear good fruit. May God help us all to do just that. Well, if you'd like to leave a message, you can press 099 and that will open the voice box. And may God bless you today as you bear good fruit for the Master.